Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to Maseches Kinim. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Perek Aleph, Mishnayis Aleph and Beis. So Maseches Kinim is all about when you have a set of birds, when there's supposed to be one Ola and one Chatas that are brought as a Korban, and somehow things get mixed up. So that's basically the topic of the Masechta. So Chatas of Nasis Lamata, Chatas of generally, the Hakrava of the Dam, or the Zrika of the Dam, is done below the Chutasikra, on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So the Chatas Behema lemaila, but a chatas behema, the dam is on the top half of the mizbeach. It's above the chutasikra. Ola sa'of nasis lemaila. When it comes to an ola sa'of, the blood is thrown on the top half of the mizbeach. Ola sa behema lemata, but a carbon ola that's a behema that's not an oaf, the blood is thrown on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Mshina bezel bezel pasul. And if you mess any of that up and you put it in the wrong part of the mizbeach, the carbon is going to be pasul. Seder kinim kachu. The way they would bring a kan, a set of birds, is if you have a chiyuv to bring a kan of birds, and you bring one as a chatas, one as an ola, but if you're bringing it voluntarily, that just stam, you want to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you want to bring an ola s'nedava. You want to bring a kan as a nedava, so then it's all going to be olos. Both birds are going to be olos. Ezu neder, what is an example of taking a neder to bring a kan? Ha'omer harei alai ola. Someone says, I am hereby going to bring an ola. Ve'ezu nedava, and what is an example of nedava? Not that you say it's on me, but harei zo ola. That this bird is hereby an ola. It's a din in the cheftza, not a din in the Gavra. Ma bein nedarim l'nedavos. What is the difference between nedarim and nedavos in halacha? Meaning, in both cases, you're committing to bring something to as a karban. Elisha nedarim mesu o nignavu chayavim bachriyosan. Nedavos mesu o nignavu ein chayavim bachriyosan. Very simple difference, and that is that if you had made a neder to bring something as a karban, and then the animal dies, or the animal gets stolen, you still have to bring something as a karban, because you committed yourself to bring the karban. And you're still here. But when it comes to nedavos, you didn't commit yourself. You committed this animal to the karban. And therefore, if the animal disappears, you have no obligation to bring a different animal to the karban, for a karban, because that was not the commitment. Mishnah base. Chatas shenasarva ba'ola. Let's say a chatas ha'of gets mixed up with an ola sa'of. Va'ola bechatas, or an ola sa'of becomes mixed up with a chatas of. Afilu echad beribo, even if you have one that gets mixed up with 10,000 of the other kind, yamusu kol kulam. All of them have to be left to die, meaning there is no bittel, because a bal chai cannot become batel, even in a very large tarovis. So since it cannot become batel, we have to view each bird that you're going to take out of this tarovis as a 50-50, that it might be a chatas or it might be an ola. Now, you're stuck if you don't know if it's a chatas or an ola, because an ola sof, the dam has to go on the top half of the mizbeach, chatas sof, the dam has to go on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and if you mess that up, the whole thing's going to be puzzle. So there's nothing you can do, so you have to just let them die. Chatas shenisarva b'chova. But if you have a chatas ha'of that gets mixed up with a kan, a set of birds that is being brought as a chova, which means one chatas, one ola, ein kasha ela kaminin chata'os shebechova. Then the number of birds that you're allowed to bring is the number of chata'os that are in the chiyuv. Meaning, if let's say I have one set of birds that I have not yet identified which one is going to be the chatas, which one is going to be the ola, and then I have another chatas, an individual chatas, that gets mixed up with them. So I'm allowed to definitely bring one bird as a chatas, because that I'm for sure safe to bring one bird as a chatas, because if it's the singular chatas, then great. And if it's one of the two birds in the pair, I have not yet determined which one is going to be the chatas. So by bringing it as a chatas, it is now a chatas. V'chein olish and sarva b'chova. Similarly, if you have a carbon ola that gets mixed up with a can of birds, in kashal kaminin olish b'chova. So what's kashal to bring is the number of olos that you have in the chiyuv. Bein shachovam ruba v'anadavam mu'atas, bein shachovam ruba v'achovam mu'atas. And this is true whether the chova, which you have not yet designated which one is the ola and which one is the chatas, are the majority, and the nedava, which you have designated already as an ola, are the minority, or the other way around, bein shishtein shavos, or whether they're both of the same size. You can always only offer if it's an ola or olos that get mixed in with undesignated pairs of birds. You You can always only offer the number of olos in those undesignated pairs. If it's a chatos that gets mixed in, or multiple chatos that gets mixed in with undesignated pairs, you can always only offer the number of chatos that are in those undesignated pairs. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Aleph, we had learned that the difference between Mishnah Aleph, we first discussed where you throw the dam of a chatos of and a chatos behema and olas of and an olas behema, and they're always the opposite of each other. So, and critically for our mesech, the dam of an olas of goes on the top half of the mizbech of a chatos of and the bottom half of the mizbech. We discussed the difference between Nedarim and Nedavos versus a Chiyuv, that when you have a set of birds that's a Chiyuv, then it's one Ola, one Chatos, whereas Nedarim and Nedavos, they're both going to be Olos. And then we discuss the difference between a Neder and a Nedava, the difference between a Din of the Gavra and a Din of the Chefza with the Nafkamina, if one of them gets lost. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if a Chatos gets mixed in with an Ola, or an Ola with a Chatos, so they all have to die, because you can't possibly get it right. Meaning if you guess wrong and you put the dam in the wrong spot, so then you're possible the whole thing. But if a chatos gets mixed in with a undesignated pair of birds, then you're allowed in even many undesignated pairs of birds, or many chatos get mixed in with undesignated pairs of birds, you're allowed to bring as many chatos as there are in those undesignated pairs, and the same is true when it comes to a karban ola. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.